In Thailand, Muslim militants today beheaded a worker from Myanmar and killed two other migrant workers in a raid on a construction camp in Thailand's Muslim-majority far south. In a separate incident, a 3-kilogram improvised bomb triggered by mobile phone exploded in a crowded market in Yala province, wounding 8 people. Security officials in the south and in Bangkok are stepping up surveillance this week to ward off any sabotage which might erupt to mark the anniversary of the founding of a Muslim separatist group in the south. The vice chancellor of St. John's University in Bangkok, Chinarang Montianchow, told Charles Collins the violence is nothing new.
There has been violence almost daily during the past couple of months. The shooting and that kind of things, it's almost a kind of daily happening from the south, not just a flare-up.
When the military took over last December, one of the reasons they gave was because of the situation in the south. They said they would be more willing to talk to the Muslim separatists and they would bring peace to the region. Why hasn't that occurred?
The Thai people keep asking each other and asking the government, the interim government. I believe that it is the government try to open a dialogue, but I don't think that they get a kind of any response from the militants. However, there have been reports that Malaysia is now trying to come in and help, and there seems to be some progress in this regard.